Good morning and welcome to the American Shaman Show. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. My name is Skyler Cooper. Happy Sunday morning. We are going to be here with you every Sunday at 7:30 for the American Shaman Show. And if you missed us last week, we made our big debut. Your hosts are Adam Haley and Jalilian Turner. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Good to be back with you. So I will tell you guys that last week when we debuted this show at 7:30, we just exploded with questions. So we have a lot of those to get to today. We have a big topic that we're going to dive down to. But in case anyone missed that show last week, I just want to let everybody get a chance to get to know you guys again. So we started with Jalilian, and we'll start with Adam this week. Give everybody the minute version of kind of who you are, your background, and how you ended up at American Shaman and in the CBD industry.
So like you said, my name is Adam Haley. We started off in the CBD industry in a kind of an organic fashion. I had a motorcycle accident that left me with a couple of broken ribs and went into the local American Shaman store and tried a sample. Went home and slept on it and got up the next morning without a doubt, knowing that I had to get American Shaman into as many people's hands as I possibly could.
So it wasn't just it made you feel better. It made you feel so much better that you like, I have to help people. I have to spread the word.
Without a doubt, I couldn't understand why it wasn't available to the masses, why it was not available at the neighborhood Quick Trip. So yeah. I did a little research and found out what American Shaman stood for and what kind of company they were. And it was kind of a burning bush experience. I would say I knew without a doubt I had to get it into as many people's hands as I could.
So to do that today, you own a couple of stores. What are your locations?
We do. We have a location just a couple, 2.5 blocks south of German Corner in Owosso. And then we also are opening a location at 5505A South Mingo Road. So that's big things, more big things happening in the hemp industry.
So I grew up briefly. I grew up in many suburbs of Tulsa, but Owosso was my first hometown, as I like to say. So I'm very familiar with German Corner, just a little south of there. Which side of the road are you on?
We're on the west side of Garnett.
Okay, I think I know right where you are. Then I don't go up there much anymore, but I think I've been right by you guys. And Jalilian Turner is with us. Just a similar idea here. Let's remind folks who may have missed last week's show a little bit about your background and how you got involved with American Shaman.
So I have been part of the American Shaman Bixby store for a year, and my background is in herbalism. So I started off working for a naturopathic doctor. I then trained under a Chinese herbalist, an acupuncturist, and then a Ayurvedic doctor. I went to school at Chestnut School of Herbal Medicine and took their herbal immersion and their herbal medicine making course. And I became very passionate about CBD when it first really exploded. And it was this, it's not marijuana, it's not THC, it's something, a completely different cannabinoid, and it has possible benefits that need to be explored. And I'm very pro-plant, so I knew it was something that I was passionate about. It just took a series of trying products till I found the one that worked best for me. I tend to be anxious person. I'm very high-driven and a little OCD. So when I...
Sounds like me.
Right. And so a lot of products just didn't work fast enough for me.
Yeah.
And when I found American Shaman and it worked almost within 10 minutes of taking it, I knew it was the brand that I wanted to be part of and to support. And just like Adam said, get in as many people's hands as I possibly could.
So now you guys have been on, people may have heard your commercials here on KRMG. And now this is a half hour radio show every weekend, every Sunday morning at 7:30. And it's really for that education piece. People that have heard those spots and they've maybe heard about it through a neighbor or friend or family. And they don't know, you know, there may be some skepticism, there may be some fear. So we can help answer those questions. And I'll tell you what, we did get a ton of questions just after 1 week last week. So we'll jump into some of those. But if you have questions along the way and there's some things that you want to get answered, you can get a hold of us by texting 95920. That's the phone number to text, 95920. And just put your question in there. We'll grab it and we'll answer it for you. So one of the big ones we got last week, Jalilian, is perfect because it is today's topic, which is what is hemp? How is it different from marijuana? And the texter said, we need more hemp talk. I think this person's really into it. We have a few other things. Let's answer one question, guys. You think we should do that before we jump in?
Sure.
And one of the things that people are asking about, and this will tie right in with today, and why it's different. Jalilian, I'll let you start. You both can give your version of this, but someone wants to know, will CBD get me high?
CBD will not get you high. So that is one of our slogans, actually, is you don't have to get high to get help, because the THC is ultimately going to be the cannabinoid that's going to induce the psychoactive effects, the psychotropic effects. CBD is not going to get you high.
Adam?
She said it. It just is not possible to take enough CBD, enough product with CBD in it to get high.
All right. Well, that's a pretty simple question, and we have a ton of those to get to. We're going to answer some of those a little bit later, but today, Jalilian, you wanted to talk about hemp itself. I learned a lot last week, and just the, you know, we just really touched the tip of it, of what it's, how it's different and where CBD comes from versus THC and those things. So this is really the education part of that. So let's start, because I always thought, probably like a lot of people, that it's all one and the same. Now, I guess it originally was or comes from that same family of plants, but let's jump right on in. And what is hemp?
All right. So this is a topic that very much so gets miscommunicated a lot. So it really is a botany question. So we're going to start with the plant family. It comes from the Cannabaceae plant family. There is three subspecies in that plant family: the Cannabis sativa, the Cannabis indica, and the Cannabis ruderalis. So from there, humans have created cultivars through crossbreeding to create certain cannabinoids in certain varieties, right? So hemp is a cultivar that has been grown for industrial reasons. So rope, clothing, housing materials such as hemp concrete, hemp flooring, food, and nutritional supplements.
So I've seen like, but you know, you said rope. I've seen that. I've seen like sandals and shirts and things, but I had no idea it could be into things like flooring. How does that happen?
Yes, it's very similar to like the bamboo process.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, so they strip it and compress it and turn it into flooring.
Fun fact, Skylar, you said something about hemp rope. So I'm sure some of the listeners this morning are familiar with the phrase rope smoking hippies, or that comes from them smoking hemp or marijuana, what they, the old timers knew as hemp, and started from the days when there was ships. That was our means of transportations, and the sailors would get a headache or a stomach ache and would cut a piece off of the hemp rope and put it in their pipe and smoke it, or put it in their mouth and chew on it to settle their stomach or help ease their pain with whatever afflictions were bothering them.
I love it. So just like Adam said, it's very old. Hemp has been around for thousands of years in the industrial setting. Even paper, our Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. However, marijuana comes in, right? So marijuana is a cultivar of the cannabis plant family that has been bred to be high in THC. So that isn't going to be something that's going to be used for industrial purposes. It's really just going to be used for that particular cannabinoid. So the main difference between the two is any cultivar that is going to be high in CBD and low in THC, 0.3% by dry weight, is going to be considered hemp. And anything that is going to be high in THC, low in CBD, is going to be considered marijuana.
So does this become a chemistry game? You can't look at it and tell the difference? Or you have to measure out these things?
There are a couple of factors you can look at and see with the leafing and things like that. But ultimately, since the new regulations and everything, it really is going to be a lab test that's going to result in the truth if it's hemp or not.
And so how does it get separated out and become CBD?
That's a good question. Would you like to answer that one, Adam?
Well, CBD is just one of the known cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. So there are, I think, 170 at last count known cannabinoids active in the cannabis family of plants. And CBD has just become the most popular lately cannabinoid. So, and we'll get into it more later in depth on different shows, but there we're finding out the more that we are able to study and work with the cannabis family of plants that each cannabinoid may play a different role in assisting our bodies in bringing themselves back into homeostasis.
It is the American Shaman Show. You're listening to 102.3 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper with Adam Haley and Jalilian Turner. We're here every week, Sunday mornings at 7:30. And if you have questions, you can text us at 95920. This is our second show. We got a bunch of questions last week, and we're going to answer some more of those here in a little while. Jalilian, before we went on the air, Adam and I were comparing literally battle scars, because we both used to like to endanger ourselves and ride motorcycles and four-wheelers and things. And we have very similar injuries from past. I've injured my ribs like he did, and we have the similar collarbone scars. So I bet you see a lot of people who come into your store and say, I have this. Am I in the right place? What should I be doing? And I think the answer is, you know, maybe try it. That's why you guys do samples. But it is always a good idea to talk to your doctor. And that's another question we got at 95920. They said, my wife takes ibuprofen. Her stomach hurts when she takes it. Can I have her try this? How much should you do? And all that good stuff. What would you say to that person?
Well, that's a great question. So before you take any herbal supplement, start a new dietary change, or even a fitness program, it's always best to discuss that with your doctor, depending on your medical history and your family medical history. So when it comes to CBD and ibuprofen, there are some interactions with CBD, and ibuprofen is going to be one of them. There is an enzyme that is in your liver that when you take CBD, it can either slow down a medication or speed it up. So one, I would say don't take those two together, because you're going to want to choose either or. So when it comes to the ibuprofen, a lot of people tend to opt for CBD instead of ibuprofen, because it may have similar benefits in the body. And so a lot of people tend to go that route when they're trying to get off a pharmaceutical. But definitely talk with her doctor, get an okay with it, and definitely don't do the two together.
We will have in a couple of weeks the doctor that you guys work with, one of the doctors that works with you guys at American Shaman, on the show. He's going to join us and answer some of those questions and explain his thoughts on everything. So you'll be looking forward to that here in a couple of weeks on the American Shaman Show. One of the things that is being predicted, we're in a new year. It's 2020. Still weird to say, right? I don't even believe it. And people are saying we're in the roaring 20s again. It just sounds weird to me.
Yeah, it does.
We are in 2020. So, but there is a prediction that CBD will go mainstream this year, or beginning this year. Explain what that means. It's not mainstream now. And what would mainstream look like?
So right now we have a lot of the early adopters that have jumped on the CBD bandwagon, so to speak. So it's people that have tried other herbs or are interested in trying cannabis-based products and really explore that. And then now we're starting to get into the phase of people that have been reluctant. They've been waiting on scientific research to come out, FDA regulations, and ultimately the companies that produce the best products to really come to the top. So now as we enter into 2020, we're going to start seeing a lot of those people who have had testimonials start to win over their friends and family who've been a little more skeptical.
Adam, you've been doing this for about 2 years with American Shaman. And since your first experience of trying that sample, how has it changed around town? What do people say? Has that view shifted already?
It has started to, and I think will continue to shift tremendously just in the 2 years that we've been doing business. We had a particular doctor in town that was mentioned several times in the store about not wanting to recommend CBD if the customers felt comfortable trying it. That was on their own, mm-hmm. on their own recognizance. So it was probably 3 months after opening our doors that the doctor's husband came in the store ready to purchase products, said that the doctor had tried some herself through proxy and liked it. Relieved some of her pain, so she sent her husband up to stock up, and they have both been customers of mine and came in several times since.
So you think that personal experience now leads her to tell patients to try it?
Without a doubt, yes, yeah. Sir.
Jalilian, you talked about how it's, you know, we both kind of talked about hemp in the beginning and, you know, the people on ships and everything. So thousands of years old, how do you go from, they knew about it then, it's kind of underground as of late, and now it's coming back out?
Yes. So cannabis has been around. It's been in the early pharmacopoeia, and it kind of got pushed underground and became illegal, and now it's coming back out. But it, you know, even in 1901, Queen Elizabeth was said to take cannabis for menstrual cramps. And it's been many textbooks dating back over 5,000 years. So it's something that even in our primalness, we know that our ancestors took.
And today we're talking about what is hemp? What is the difference with hemp and marijuana? They are sort of at the base of it, the same plant, but derived differently. And then CBD comes from hemp. So it's definitely not marijuana, right? That's
correct.
An easy
not
thing to
marijuana.
Say.
Not marijuana, yes.
Okay. That's some of the questions we're going to get via text at 95920. And that's okay because this show is about educating people on what the difference is and what they're going to experience. And we've been talking about how CBD will go mainstream going forward. What do you think it is beyond? Well, Adam, you've talked about that testimonial, those people trying it. What do you think, Jalilian, that is making this swing? Why is it now that it's becoming mainstream?
I think at this point, a lot of people are tired of band-aiding what is going on in their life. A lot of people have pain and illnesses that they're just not wanting to take pharmaceutical medication for anymore, and they're wanting to try an alternative lifestyle. So they're open to more of a natural plant-based product.
Adam, what do people tell you when they come in? They say, I heard about this from X. Where do they hear about it?
Neighbors. Friends, family members are a big one. Commercials now, as you said, we're playing commercials on the radio, and the word is getting out. Google, it was the most Googled term last year. They say CBD was more popular than Elvis.
And the Beatles.
That's right.
And Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. So it's just the more, it's kind of like a brush fire. The more you stoke it, the more it burns, and it's on fire, and the industry is growing leaps and bounds and will continue to grow leaps and bounds.
Maybe Taylor Swift knows about that because she has that song, You Need to Calm Down, right?
Yes.
And you've said that that can be one of the things. Some people use this to feel better because something hurts, but it's also kind of a mood thing, right?
Right. So we're going to discuss more about the endocannabinoid system and the cannabinoids in general, but definitely. So I personally take CBD for the support of stress. So we all live very high stressful lives, whether we're a stay-at-home mom, we have a full-time job, we're hustling and bustling and things like that. So this gives us the opportunity when we take CBD, it's going to go into our system, it's going to go to our endocannabinoid receptors, and it's going to start plugging those. And what that is going to do is bring our body back into homeostasis, back into balance. So if we are stressed, if we are needing a little pick-me-up on our mood or our focus, it's going to help us kind of come back into center so that we can continue on.
One of the other things that's being predicted for 2020 is the emergence of new things. So CBD is here now. This is what we're talking about. And it's largely what we're educating you about on this show. But there's going to be new things. And Jalilian, what do you think we'll see next?
Definitely CBG and CBN. We actually currently have CBG flower in our stores. And that's going to be the mother and father, like the mother and father cannabinoid of CBD and THC. So that is like the primal one. And that one is going to be very much so popular. And then later on, definitely CBN.
So these things will be in your stores, which means they are still not marijuana, right?
Correct.
And they are still ways that you can come in. And will there be samples of these sort of things?
Currently, right now, there's no samples of the CBG. However, I'm sure we'll think of something. Adam, I think, has something to say.
Actually, I just found this out a couple of weeks ago through corporate that every one of our bottles of water-soluble 300 CBD, as what we call it, is enriched with 30 milligrams of CBG. So we are already able to isolate those cannabinoids. Now it's just going through the process of figuring out which cannabinoids do what and try to get them in the right mixtures for different afflictions is where we're headed now.
So that's interesting to me that there are other, what would you call these offshoots? You said mother and father, so they're right. They're related versions.
Exactly. So the cannabis plant has over 500 compounds, and as we isolate these cannabinoids, that's essentially what they are. So they all kind of bind together essentially to create their chemical structures. So the CBG, CBN, CBD, THC, THCV, and THCA, there's so many of them, and more are being discovered. So ultimately, they're just the chemical compounds that are isolated can produce therapeutic benefits.
So people will learn more about those, and you'll have them in the stores at American Shaman. By the way, if you want to, if you're inspired to try something based on what you're hearing today, you can go to any American Shaman location. You'll find these guys in Owosso, soon to be in Tulsa, and in Bixby. But go to krmg.com, and under shows, you'll find the American Shaman show. And we have a link there to get you to any location near you. So you're probably hearing more and more of them. That being said, there are going to be places you see as you drive around that are other brands and other places. And that's kind of what's happening, an explosion, if you will, of new places. But Jalilian, one of the things that you guys focus on would be higher quality. And so someone might have tried it at one of those places and went, I don't know about that. I didn't do anything. I'm skeptical. Should they still have some hope that it might be good for them?
So you may receive a placebo effect. You may receive small amounts of CBD that is essentially going to build up in your system and start to possibly produce an effect. Here at American Shaman, science has always been something that we have pushed when it comes to CBD. So that's why we came up with the water-soluble, the nanotechnology products. And actually, one thing that sets our brand apart is that we are Hemp Authority certified. That basically means that we've been working with the Hemp Authority from farm practices, harvesting practices, extraction practices, and production practices to bring you the highest quality product. So if it does not have the Hemp Authority seal, it's not going to be the best quality. So always reach for the seal.
And if you missed the beginning of the show, you want to go check it out. Remember, the American Shaman Show is available on a podcast every week on the KRMG app and on KRMG.com. So Adam, we've been getting these questions from texters at 95920. Earlier we answered, will it get you high? And we said no, because CBD is not THC. I mean, it's not marijuana. There may be small amounts of THC, but you couldn't take enough to get you high, is what we were saying earlier. What about drug tests? A texter wants to know if it will make you fail a drug test.
So it, like we've discussed, it is a known cannabinoid. It is derived from the cannabis family of plants. So there's always the possibility of a false positive. It's very similar to a poppy seed bagel. If you were to eat a poppy seed bagel and have a urine analysis shortly after, you will fail for opium. Clearly, you haven't been in an opium den hanging out. It's very similar with CBD. The difference between the levels of the chemical that our bodies produce when they're breaking down those cannabinoids, which is actually what they're measuring in a urine analysis, is so vast, you would have to consume nearly 67 bottles of our number one selling product in a day to actually have enough THC in your system to cross that federally mandated threshold. All that being said, there's a lot of liability on our side of things. So we cannot tell you, take this product, we guarantee that you will not fail a drug test. We can say that lots of people take it and take drug tests with no problems, but the possibility is always there.
And I'm sure they've tested this, right?
Correct. So we have full spectrum products, and we also have broad spectrum products at American Shaman. And the broad spectrum has been produced in small batches, and the THC has been extracted. And we, like I had mentioned, we small batch test those to ensure the THC is out of those products. And then the full spectrum, we have also batch tested those to ensure that it is under the 0.3% federal legal limit of THC.
And as we're wrapping up today, we wanted to plug in a feature that we'll probably do at the end of each episode of the American Shaman Show. And these guys have a couple of stores. You'll find Jalilian and Bixby at American Shaman. What's the physical location there?
That's going to be 11045 South Memorial Drive, across from the Walmart Shopping Center on the east side.
Oh, you're right behind Starbucks, aren't you?
Correct.
Seen you over there. Okay.
Yes.
And you, Adam, can be found just south of German Corner in Owosso, and soon to be at 55th and Mingle. We'll go through those in a minute. I didn't mean to sidetrack, but I wanted to ask you about your product this week that you'd like to highlight. Tell some folks about something in particular that's being pushed in your store and is really popular with your customers.
So the product of choice for the week for myself has to be the omega-3 fish oil combined with the CBD product that we just released. So number one, I'm kind of conservative when it comes to my pocketbook, so it comes with a 20% off coupon in the package, so you get out the door with a 30-day supply of product for like $50. Number two, it's the best tasting product that American Shaman has to offer, in my humble opinion. Number three, last but certainly not least, the effectiveness of the product seems to by and far set the standard for American Shaman. So the nanoization process that works to make the water, the hemp concentrate water soluble, turns out the same process works to make the fish oil water soluble. We all know, certainly I've heard the benefits of fish oil. And so when you make that fish oil water soluble, it does the same thing that it does when you make the CBD water soluble. It makes it more bioavailable for our bodies to take up. And so you get 1,200 milligrams of water-soluble fish oil that is good for our eyes, our brains, our hearts. It's just good for general homeostasis as well. When you combine the two products, it makes for an amazing day. If you haven't tried it, maybe you've tried American Shaman but haven't tried the omega-3s, go to your nearest store and try it. 20% off right now.
Just real quickly, how would you take that?
Yes, no, I definitely agree with Adam on that. So the omega-3 CBD products are core omegas combined with our VG Cloud, which is water-soluble and nanotechnology CBD. They're in little individual serving pouches. So if you're concerned about serving sizes and that, they're automatically individually serving. And they taste so good. So they're like a creamsicle flavored. So when you just tear the little corner off and drink the pouch, and it's delicious.
This has been the American Shaman Show on KRMG. We'll be back next Sunday at 7:30. Before we go, one last time, let's give everybody the details. Jalili, in your store in Bixby, where can they find you and how can they reach you?
So we are on the border of Bixby and South Tulsa, 110th and Memorial. So 11045 South Memorial Drive, across from Brahms and the Walmart Shopping Center, 918cbd.com and 918cbd@gmail.com.
Adam, how can I get a hold of you?
Store in Owosso is 11230 North Garnett Road, Unit C. 918-844-5911 is the phone number over there. And then our location in Midtown is going to be 5505A South Mingo Road.
It is the American Shaman Show. It's KRMG. You're going to hear us every Sunday at 7:30 in the morning. And we got a bunch of questions from you last week at 95920 with your text messages. We'll look forward to answering more of those next week. And if you've got one that you came up with today, just text us, 95920. It's the American Shaman Show. I'm Skylar Cooper. This is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.